Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. It's nearly May and the spring weather is still in full force. With the highs and lows, it can be hard to know what should be planted. Let's talk about some things that can definitely be planted right now, some things that might need to wait, and also what to expect from the weather. Starting with the weather, a good rule of thumb is to expect the unexpected. We are well past the last frost date, and most nights are cold, but not in the danger of freezing. Spring is just known for hot and cold changes. This won't kill growth, but can stunt some plants that are expecting summertime temperatures. The fluctuating temperatures can also stress out the roots and interfere with nutrient uptake, leading to some discolorations. Tomatoes can turn purple if phosphorus is low, or if the roots are too stressed to take it up. So, with these temperature swings, what can be planted right now? Direct sowing beans and corn is a great idea in the April to May timeframe. Also, nearly all ornamentals can be planted right now. This means everything from a flower bed, but maybe also some trees. While tree planting is best done in the fall, when their roots can establish, spring will also work. Planting in early spring will help young trees get settled before the summer heat stresses them out. Along with annuals and perennials, now is also a great time to replant those tender perennials. Things like canna, dahlia, and gladiolus don't often tolerate extreme cold and are pulled up and then replanted. Gladiolus, for example, usually flowers in the Kansas summer, so a spring planting of new bulbs is perfectly fine this time of year. On the other hand, is it still too early to plant some things? The shortest answer is no, but be aware that the heat-loving plants may be severely stunted if it's staying below 50 degrees Fahrenheit for most of the night. If the indoor-outdoor plants have moved outside already, then make sure they're doing okay. It's okay to prolong their stay inside. Plants like tomato and pepper, as well as squashes and melons, could be at risk for stress. Having a handy soil thermometer can help. If they were planted when the soil temperatures are around 60 degrees, then they should be able to establish. Cold temperatures can slow and stunt plant growth in a short setting, but may impact the root health and the ability to establish if it goes on for too long. Generally, if the summer-loving plants prefer heat, it might be best to plant them in May. Most temperature swings that dip down to 50 degrees or below for a few short hours are okay, especially if it warms back up come sunrise. Also, while we are past the last frost date, it isn't unheard of to see a May frost. Keep an eye on the forecast and keep a row cover handy, just in case. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.